So welcome to episode 4 of TCU Does CFG. These are your exclusive little bonus episodes just around the podcast posts that I put up every Tuesday. Hashtag Terry Tuesday. What you don't know is, as I say that, I actually have the hashtag symbol with my fingers. So, you know, read into that what you will. More and more podcast wisdom and genius for you. But today I'm going back to the original post I did, because one of the questions or comments that was put up there was, believe it was by Sam O'Hare, who asked about the optimal length of podcasts and a concern of kind of waffling on a bit. So the big things I want to talk about here is, it's not the size that matters, it's what you do with it. Now, we've all heard of that phrase before, we know what it relates to, but how much of it is true? I mean, genuinely. If you have a whopping great huge one, but there's absolutely no substance to it, and there's nothing meaningful behind it, and you don't gain or benefit anything from it, is there any point in having a whopping great huge one? And that's what it boils down to. The right length is going to be the right length, irrelevant of whether it's a minute or 6 days. It's irrelevant. I can almost compare this back to me as a driving instructor when students talk about going slow. I hate the word slow because it implies that you're doing something incorrect, and you're not. You're doing the appropriate speed. Same for your podcast. It's the appropriate length of time, irrelevant of anything else around it. So that's all it boils down to, the appropriate time for you. So as I said, if it's 5 minutes, great. If it's an hour, great. But if you can get all your content out, everything you need in sort of quick fire bullet points in a 5 to 10 minute episode, brilliant. If you want to do more of a deep dive, great. Now, what I would say as well, it kind of depends on finding the right balance between you and your audience. So when you create a podcast, it has to be something you enjoy. There's a lot of work and time go into these podcasts. If you don't enjoy it, there's no point in doing it. At least this is my belief. So if you're going to get bored recording a podcast that's over an hour long, guess what? Don't do hour-long podcasts. By the same token, if you're someone that goes a bit deep and then waffles on a bit, then don't try and do one in 5 minutes, because you're not going to get across what you need to get across. You'll struggle potentially. So, but again, it's finding the balance between you and your listeners. So if none of your listeners want to hear about your awesome podcast on cardboard boxes for less than 10 minutes, then don't make it less than 10 minutes. It's a balance between the both. Think about when you post on social media, so you're advertising something on Facebook. If you want to write really long Facebook posts, that's great. If people don't want to read them, that's up to them. They're probably not the customers for you. Same for the listeners. There's that balance. If they don't want to listen to an hour episode, they may not be the listeners for you. The other thing I want to talk about regarding length of the shows is the listeners, essentially. Because when you have shorter shows, it's usually easier to get people to listen, because they're only maybe giving up 5, 10, 15 minutes of their time. If they look at a show that's 2 hours long, they've got to be prepared to listen. They've got to be committed to listen to that 2 hours. You know, in some cases, they'll have to find 2 hours spare to listen to it. So it's easier to get listeners to listen to a shorter show. So that's the advantage. The advantage of a longer show is those listeners tend to be more loyal. If you've got someone that's listening to you for 90 minutes, 2 hours every week or every fortnight, whatever you do, those listeners are going to stay listening. They're going to be loyal. They're going to pay attention because they're hooked. They've committed to you. They've given you their 2 hours or 90 minutes or whatever it is every week. They're committing that to you. So it creates a loyalty. It almost creates a brand around you, which is brilliant. So there's wins either way there. You're potentially getting more customers for this, or more listeners easier for the shorter episodes, fewer listeners for the longer episodes potentially, but more committed listeners. And I just want to give you a little example, actually, around mine. So I've got four main podcasts. I've got some subsidiary ones that I do, and even this one is technically a podcast. I run a podcast with Emma Morgan called Decker